Du lyssnar på Framgångspodden i samarbete med Acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Det här avsnittet presenteras i samarbete med Framgångsakademin, som är Sveriges största tjänst för personlig utveckling och karriär. Och de har nu lanserat Framgångsakademins app, där du kan kolla på alla kurser direkt i mobilen vart du än befinner dig. Här har du Sveriges främsta experter samlade på en och samma plats i syfte att utveckla dig. I och med detta har vi tagit fram ett once in a lifetime erbjudande där du får gå utbildningar helt gratis första månaden, följt av 80% rabatt som du sen behåller hur länge du vill. Det är alltså ingen bindningstid eller uppsägningstid. Nu är det enbart 500 stycken som får det här erbjudandet, så det är först till kvarn som gäller. Allt handlar om att inte stå stilla på samma ställe, utan istället utvecklas. Och vill du vidare i livet, så är detta det absolut billigaste och bästa sättet du kan göra det på. Det är ett enkelt sätt att levla upp både din karriär och dig själv. Så vad väntar du på? Gå in på kampanj.framgangsakademin.se och signa upp dig direkt. Alltså kampanj.framgangsakademin.se.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to maybe one of the biggest podcasts in the world. Framgangspodden with Alexander Perleros.
Welcome, welcome everyone to a highly captivating interview this week. I had a chance to spend a day with the legendary Wim Hof, but everyone knows him as the Iceman. We were at his academy in the Netherlands. Wim Hof is a renowned Dutch extreme athlete that holds 26 world records for his ability to withstand freezing cold temperatures. He's one of the most influential individuals of our generation. And when I first arrived at his academy, I was one person. However, when I left, I was totally transformed. We talked about his traumatic birth to the unfortunate passing of his wife. Wim is rewriting scientific data of our human body while being on his pursuit to share happiness and inspire millions of people around the world. And so far, he has achieved some insane accomplishments. He has climbed Mount Everest only in shorts, taken an ice bath for 1 hour and 53 minutes. He has injected the deadly E. coli virus and survived. He has created a breathing technique that helps you improve your immune system. And also, he hasn't been sick for the past 40 years. How sick is that? And if you are interested in how we spent our day together, check out my YouTube channel, Alexander Perleros, to see myself doing a 10-minute ice bath by using the Wim Hof breathing method. It was the most insane experience I have ever done, I promise you. And you can check my YouTube channel, go into YouTube and search for Alexander Paleros. And if you also, if you're interested to learn more about this, you can check out Wim Hof's Instagram, search for Wim Hof on Instagram or wimhofmethod.com. I hope you enjoy it. Now we can dive into the interview with the most legendary guy I ever met, Wim Hof Iceman.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to Framgangspodden with Alexander Paleros.
Alexander.
Alexander,
nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Wim. And you can have the microphone a little bit down there. Will
yes.
Be great, great.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit of this later.
What a entrance! Nice to be here.
Nice to be
and welcome.
Thank you for coming,
Iceman. Yes. To Framgangspodden, and it's so cool to be here at your place, the Iceman Center.
Yes, yes, that's right over here. And as you see a lot of palm trees.
Yeah, yeah, palm
trees. I just have little bananas over there. They are up there.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can
have
see
some.
Them. Very little, but I love it. I love it.
And you have many stones as well?
Yeah, I love rocks. All kinds of, it's energy, trapped energy. It's still moving. You think a rock is not moving, but inside the molecules are moving. It's energy. It's amazing. It gives me energy. I love rocks. Mm-hmm. I think the heathens, you know, the natives before, they worshipped rocks. Like it's a sanctuary place. It's natural and you can feel the presence. And I think we lost a little bit of that presence. And that we are great in shooting people to the moon and making bridges, etc. But where are the core values of ours? The purpose deeply inside. The absence of depression, the absence of inflammation is done by feeling the nativeness of ours. And that is in connection, in harmony with the rocks, with the plants, with the animals, with the people around us. Love, in love. That's what... you see rocks here.
Yeah, it's a rocks here. I saw that you have a rocks that, and I recognize it because I saw it on your YouTube channel, and it called Elephant.
Yes,
Elephant. Happy as an elephant.
Yes, happy as an elephant. That's me, and I'm into the fundraising for elephants right now. And I want to make it structural. Elephants are amazing, amazing beings. They have ultrasonic sounds inside. We cannot even hear them, mm-hmm. but they connect with us very deeply inside. And the people whom I work with, they bring you close to the elephants without gates. It's not a zoo, it's direct contact. And then you feel this presence awakening, a deep presence within your own body, your own physiology. And that is those things we forgot.
So yeah, it's all in our beautiful nature, our beautiful minds. We need to waken up to our potential. And you, with this great podcast of yours, chapeau for what you did, because you bring out consciousness, awareness to the people. And that is great work. It's love. Because in the end, we are humans are beautiful.
Yeah, that's right.
Only they forget. And they are not able to tap in deeply.
Yeah, and we're stressed up right now.
Stressed up, depression.
The smartphones and all the career, everything.
Yes. All those things, yes. And I think technology is great, but don't let it overtake you. Let it be a servant and not you, the servant of the technology.
Right. And can we start about your morning routines? How does your morning routine look like?
Yeah, opening the eyes and I begin with a good deep breath. And then very soon later, I'll take a cold shower.
How long?
Until
four
I feel
hours.
Good. No. It's too much time. You know, if you take a couple of minutes and you make sure all the body adapts to the cold, because, you know, you are very warm. You're warm like a hot dog.
Right.
When you wake up, you know, nice and easy, like a marmot, like a lemon. I don't want the cold. I go directly straight to the cold and get the biggest of reactions on my body. And within 30 seconds or something, I'm completely not feeling the cold anymore. And then 2 minutes later, I just finish it. It's okay. Doesn't need anymore. Well, what the importance of that in the morning is that you wake up your vascular system. And your vascular system is like 2.5 times the world around in the length of the veins, arteries, and capillaries. Everybody has it. And it contains millions of little muscles, and they are trained if you go in and adapt to a cold shower a day, and that way your vascular system is optimized, and then your heart doesn't need to pump so much, because all these millions of little muscles, they help the blood flow go through
and they work with each other.
Yes. It's one closed system, and the originator is the heart. What happens if you take a cold shower every day? The heart rate is going to go down with 20, 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. That means stress is gone. This is what we do. It's a hormetic exercising, hormetic stress exercising is a cold shower. Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. What happens more is that the blood flow runs much better through the system. Mm. The nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, and oxygen, they get better to the cells. So it produces more energy. That's why everybody feels so energized directly after the cold shower. Because the system is getting better into feeding all the cells of ours, which makes up molecules, which is energy. You feel more energy.
And how long time do you recommend? Like, is it 1 minute,
like
2 minutes?
You begin with 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I say to the people, just begin, take your hot shower. And I love hot showers too. So I take warm
shower,
hot showers
or after.
Yeah, but not me. Now, because my vascular system is really trained, I just take the cold shower. And when I take my ice bath, which is even more colder, then afterwards, and I go for, I recommend 2 minutes. But then, in very soon, you are able to go 5 minutes. And today, you and me, Alexander, we go for 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
Because we're going to set our mind.
Right. And in the ice baths.
The power of the mind is amazing. This is what I've been showing in the last study. To be able to make my skin temperature not going down while ice water gets on the skin just by using the mind. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
And that means we are able to make stress go away just by using our mind. And this is the result after so much training and exposing myself into the cold, that I've learned to awaken direct connections in the brain that enables me, just by thought, to make the difference in my body whenever there is stress. And that stress could be emotional, physical, bacterial, virus stress, mental stress, daily stress, stress and congestions, stress that you cannot shit well, whatever, you know, stress is stress. And you are able, just by using your mind, to deal with that type or any type of stress. That is the message.
What is the negative effects from stress?
You got oxidative stress and hormetic stress. Oxidative stress is negative. That means that things you cannot handle, and they get into the cell mechanisms, and they have an absolute negative influence on the cell mechanisms and the mechanics and the telomeres, the longevity, the cell division, the DNA. And it produces wrong genome expressions, which makes you sick or even cancer in the end. So it all depends. Stress is like an attack on our healthy mechanisms. And if we learn how to deal with stress, we the healthy mechanisms stay healthy. That's the whole trick. And this is what we do right now with in San Francisco, with 140 people, with the top researchers on the DNA, to show how to protect the cell by exercising the cold showers and the breathing exercises. They are into positive stress activation, which is hormetic stress, and that makes the cell protected by proteins around the cell, like little guards, like little warriors who fend off viruses, bacteria, inflammation, and oxidative stress. So then the cell remains intact, and the healthy production of the mechanics of the cell, they are able to flourish and to keep on going. It's amazing what we found.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's also what you did with the deadly bacterial E. coli.
Yeah.
And that's just so crazy.
Yeah.
That you inject E. coli in your bloodstream.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Because of me doing a study, and I will show you the study, the first study, I was staying like 80 minutes in ice up till here. And I showed, they took blood, like 36 of tubes out of my arm, while I was 80 minutes up till here, up till my neck in ice. And my core body temperature remained 37 degrees, 80 minutes long. And then they took the blood, and the blood, they injected E. coli ex vivo. So I was not there, but my blood was there. And normally you have a very violent reaction of the immune cells on the E. coli bacteria injected in the blood serum. And now there was zero reaction. They never had seen that. And then they said, can you do this?
That's crazy.
Yes. Can you do this when we inject you directly in your veins? I said, yeah, hey, let's try it out. I think so.
Let's try that. What is the worst that can happen? I die.
Yeah. You get a little sick or heavily sick, but only for 6 hours. But I did not become sick. I did my breathing techniques. I used my mind, and I did not become sick. I felt great. And they saw that I was influencing directly at conscious will, the autonomic nervous system, thought of inaccessible in medical scientific literature, that humans are able to do that. And I was showing the contrary. So with that, they said, yeah, but you are the Iceman. You are a special. You are different. You are a freak of nature. And this is, with normal people, not possible. And then I told them, Yes, give me people for 10 days and I will make them able what science is saying that is not possible with the human physiology at will. I will make them able at will to influence so deep within their bodies. And with that, we will change medical literature as it is. And they said, okay, finally, they said, yes, let's do it. And we did a comparative study with 18 people there who did not train with me and 18 people who I trained. And 12 of them were randomly chosen to take part of the injection of the E. coli bacteria. And all of them, non-trained and trained. The non-trained people, they became all sick. Mm-hmm. And the trained people, after only four days of training, they did not become sick. And then they saw 16,134 people who had been exposed to the same experiment all became sick. And then suddenly 12 people did 100% score in one comparative study, showed not to become sick. 100% score. So,
but this is only for that you train them for 4 days with the breathing technique, the focus, and also the cold.
Yes, exactly.
And what did you do with them?
What I do always with people is to go to the mountains. I have a house in Poland somewhere at the mountain slopes. And I trained the people over there every day, inside and outside, in the snow, barefoot, in shorts, going to the waterfall, and slowly but surely in 4 days climb a mountain in shorts for 5 hours in freezing temperatures and have a great time. Then when we arrived on the top of the mountain, I knew these guys are ready. Let it come. Let the injection come of the bacteria. They will show the difference. And 4 days later, they were in the hospital, got the injection, and they showed, turned around scientific literature as it is. We are able to do so much more than has been believed by science and scientific community. And we have to bring this to the people.
So what was the first time you exposed yourself to cold?
When I was 17, that's 43 years ago, I just saw this thin layer of ice on the water. I was pondering at a Sunday morning in the park, and I saw nobody. And I just felt attraction. I went in, and there from the inside, I felt so good. It's like, this is it. It's not in words, but that's the feeling. This is it. It's nice. It's good. And I was playing around with the ice. Never been in ice water as such before. So whenever you feel so good and only stayed 1 minute, I had a rush later and I felt good all day long. Then the other day I came back and I felt it again. And so, since then I did it every day. Every winter. So 43 years ago, I did it for the first time. And you know what happens when you go into the cold water? I began to realize the thing that happens when you go into the cold water is you breathe deep. Yeah. And that deeper breathing brought about that I was able to stay longer and longer controlled in ice water. And ice water is like stress. Ice water is stress on the body, severe stress. Everybody knows it. In Sweden, Finland, Norway, in Russia, that everybody knows. There we are. Is cold.
Yeah,
it is stress.
Cold.
Here we are. You got to man up. And this is what I've learned to do through these breathing techniques, to take away, to control the stress. To make swimming in ice water, I always say, make of your winter a summer. Like what I do is in winter time, I'm in shorts outside. I'm having a good time, like people in the summer. I swim outside. Yeah. I do yogic exercising, flexibility of my muscles, which needs to be warm outside in the snow. I call it snoga.
Snoga.
Yeah, man. And you can have such a fun going outside in the cold. And then afterwards, take a hot shower. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so good.
We miss out on that. We should take the winter as the greatest station of our years. Now we get the winter depression because there's little light. But you know what the cold does? It produces energy. That is like light. Light produces photosynthesis in the trees and in the leaves, produce glucose, lives energy, food for the cells. And but so do we with the cold. We turn the cold into heat, in internal heat in the body. That's because it affects the mitochondria, the energy factories inside, and more molecules are manufactured by going into the cold. It's amazing. And then depression is no longer there. Boom. It influences part direct with the endocrine system. The endocrine system is the hormonal system. What is depression? A lack of serotonin uptake and the dopamine. It's out of balance and then you get the pressure loss. That's depression. Now, if you go into the cold, then it activates the endocrine system, and with that, it begins to supply where there is shortage. Where there is a lack, it begins to supply. Natural, because our bodies, they work that way. But we don't know how to bring the energy. The cold, controlled, like gradual cold exposure, is the ability to tackle depression. Depression, but also inflammation. Inflammation is cytokines, and cytokines, they come when the immune system is deregulated through oxidative stress of daily life, of emotions, of the work you have to do, the deadlines.
Actually, I must ask you about this,
yes.
Because this is actually the first time I talk about this. For 3-4 months ago, I was going to the doctors, and I asked them for this. You maybe see a little bit here,
yes.
The white patches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here. I was like, what is this? Yeah. And they said, that's vitiligo. And that's autoimmune diseases.
Yeah,
right.
And disorder.
And I asked them, for those guys that don't know what vitiligo is, it is the pigment is lost on the skin.
Yeah.
I asked several doctors, and they said that it isn't a cure. But have you met many people with? I know that you have met many people with autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, yeah. Vitiligo, psoriasis, and all kinds of skin conditions.
Does your method cure?
Absolutely. It absolutely battles the cytokines responsible for the autoimmune disorder. And that is IL-6, IL-8. Those are pro-inflammatory. And then you have IL-10, anti-inflammatory. And those need to work. We were not able to make them work at will. But these breathing exercises have shown in the university to take down the responsible inflammatory markers for vitiligo, but also psoriasis or any other autoimmune disease to bring them down. That is bringing down the cause of the inflammation, which is the overreactive immune system, and to bring up the right pro-inflammatory response, the IL-10, who battles it. And then we had no control over that, and now we have shown to be able to have a control within 10 minutes.
All right. What do you recommend me to do? Is it take a cold shower every day?
Yes.
And also the breathing?
Yes.
You start the breathing every day in the
Absolutely.
Morning as well. I've done it for like a month right now. Your breathing technique, that's amazing. I'm 34 right now, but when I was 20, I were a mine clearance diver in the Swedish Navy. That's why I have this frog on my.
Uh-huh.
So it's like
next week I got generals here,
all right.
Of the Marines, and I trained also the SEALs in America, but in Pearl Harbor. You know the special forces.
Yeah.
They love it. They love
That's
it
awesome.
Because it. What happens? They deal with a lot of stress, stress and sleep deprivation. See, sleep deprivation, and the breathing really calms all the stress down.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I try this, I said to my wife, "You must try this. This is so crazy. It's like you take. I've never taken drugs, but this is like you take like so much drugs.
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
Yeah.
And but also when I were a diver, I could hold my breath for like 3-4 minutes. When I did your breathing, I hold for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
amazing,
holy
yeah.
shit, I were a diver, elite diver for a couple of years, and I hold my breath longer with your breathing technique for like 2 weeks.
Yes, yes, then amazing.
And I couldn't, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I must especially felt bloody great to feel it. I always say feeling is understanding. Just do it and you feel it. We have it endorsed by science and all. We have a potential waiting for us. It's bigger than we ever thought possible to control. And now it's there. You say within 2 weeks, I say within a half hour, you're going to change yourself. You're going to awaken to your potential. And you know what? There is much more there. It's only we give a direction. A new angle, a new opening to our potential. And and for that, your work here, to bring this to the people is respectful, great.
Super. Can you explain to me what the breathing you recommend to do in the morning, every day?
On empty stomach, which you begin without food in the morning. I suppose, or maybe you eat,
to not go
sleepwalking.
The night. Sleepwalking.
Yeah,
take a burger, hot dog.
Check your fridge before you begin with the breathing. If you have been eating, yes or no. When you already still lying in bed, it's when your tissue is very relaxed. And when your tissue is relaxed, it is able to store up more oxygen. That's what it is. So the best is to do it on an empty stomach while you're there in bed and do 30 times deep breaths in. And that means with the stomach or the belly, chest, and into your head. Into your head, and this was also not known, we have shown this in a study in the mountains, where if you climb too fast a mountain up to the top, and it's like 6,000 meters, it's less than half the oxygen up there.
Like in Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, like the Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I were at the Kilimanjaro for 2 years ago.
Ah.
And I did it in 4 days, and I get altitude sickness.
Ah.
And you did it like in 48 hours, and you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. 28 and a half.
28 and a half hours?
Yes. And now I'm going to do it in next February, possibly, in a documentary, maybe 20 hours or something.
Whoa.
And the thing is, the principle is, that it was not possible to acclimatize, to have enough oxygen if you go too fast in the ascent. If you go too fast to the top, the body is not able to adapt to make more white cells, red cells, to get more oxygen because there's less oxygen outside. And the body has to come up with extra transporters of oxygen. And that is acclimatization, but it takes more time. Now, these breathing exercises, they make you able to, say, when you get a headache because you're ascending too fast, you do the breathing exercise a little bit. It means the headache, that you have a lack of oxygen in the brain. And you do this simple breathing technique. It's like 10 times, 15 times. And then you take it in. And you bring it, squeeze it to your head. You make the headache go away. Or you bring in oxygen. This is what happens. So what I say to the people, when you lie in bed.
Lie in bed.
Remember, you are able to bring in your belly. That is deep, the down part of the lungs exercises. So more oxygen gets in, more air comes in, more oxygen comes in. And then your chest, expand your chest. And don't forget, into your head, you are able to bring in also oxygen.
Okay, but do you take a breath?
Like right. That, and then let it go.
So not from the nose?
Nose, I always say, doesn't matter what kind of hole you use, just get it in. People ask me, hey, baby, it doesn't matter what kind of hole you use, just get it in. It's funny, you know, but thing is, it doesn't matter. We are not going to go into technical details. You have to do this, Nadi Sudana Pranayama and Surya Beda Tattva into the Kevala Kumbhaka and then into the nostrils, getting into the Kumbhaka yoga of the Kundalini. And then the Swadhisthana chakra is suddenly open, and wow, the solar plexus. There you got him. And that is only one part of the seven. And so we got a lot more to explain. Just get it in. Yes. Come on. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. Fully in. Letting go. And logically, what happens, more air is coming in than normal. More oxygen is coming in. That means that the CO2, the carbon dioxide, is going down. That means is when you feel lightheaded, tingling in the fingers. Very good for vitiligo, because the more oxygen comes in, becomes alkaline. That suppresses the cytokines.
But do you recommend me to do this like every morning, or is it like three times a day or two times a day?
As you feel. As it is still there, learn to connect, because this has shown in science, these breathing techniques, very simple, very effective, to go into the autonomic nervous system, to go into the immune system. So what your body is saying, hey, look at me. Look at me and do something about me.
What the
me.
Fuck happened? You're too stressed up.
Yes. You got the tools. Go to me and deal with me. So until you're not dealing, you keep on going. And maybe three times, maybe 10 times. And it doesn't matter until it's gone. And then you have a control. Then there is the neurological pathways are created. And then in an instant, you can do something. It's creating a pathway over there. It's out of control. So you bring it into your control. And then once the pathway is there, it really does not appear anymore, because it goes naturally then. So it's amazing that we are able to create a bypass new neurology in the brain, in the body. It's all connected. The brain is the big neurological conductor, and the rest of the body is the neurology is rooted. So it's all connected.
Okay, so you take the 30 breaths, and then after that you
take them fully in the last time.
The last time.
You let it go.
And after that.
And then you stop. You stop after the exhalation. Not fully exhalation. Just letting it go. Like, if I let it go, I go to the atmosphere around here, which is one atmosphere. One atmosphere is like this. Then I feel no pressure. But if I do this, this was extra. But now I'm below the atmosphere. I want to stay in the atmosphere. It's for the reason is for the best gas exchange in the lungs.
And how long time?
Then it begins with 1 minute, two minutes. 3 minutes. Amazing.
Three
that
minutes.
Everybody who is listening
3 minutes in On empty lungs. Lungs.
You should be very able to do that. And it's amazing. What happens, your body, through these breathing techniques, your body becomes very alkaline. Alkalinity is positive. It's not acidic. The other side is alkaline. And after 1.5 minutes, and you are still alkaline then, we saw in the chart, in the university, on the monitors, we saw the saturation, the oxygen dropping dramatically. And they dropped to levels where people normally die. But you feel okay while you do it because you are alkaline. It's amazing. What happens in the brain is that there is no oxygen anymore in the body. But chemistry is great. It's great. There's only no oxygen. Now, we got in the brainstem, we got the parameters for when there is no oxygen. Then adrenaline, survival, you know? It's survival mechanisms are at work. The deepest part of the brain. And who is doing it? That is you, because you are doing this consciously. So you create a neurological pathway to the brainstem. And that was thought of inaccessible, not controllable by humans. Now you learn to control it and to make a new pathway to that part. And what happens? The adrenal axis is being activated. And with that, you get a reboot, a resetting of your body the way nature meant it to be. And the way nature meant it to be means that bacteria is being suppressed, virus is being suppressed, stem cells are being generated, bad cells are being annihilated or recycled. And cancer cells are being killed, apoptosis, cell death. All those things happen because it's all things that are not helping the functionality of the body at that moment to survive. This is the natural mechanism in the body. And this is happening while you are, you feel great. Well, you're lying in bed. After 1.5 minutes, dramatic lowering the saturation, the oxygen in the blood, makes the adrenal axis go, and then the immune system starts to work, the endocrine system, and we lost all those connections. And with this, it all comes back. And you know how much adrenaline, and it's only spiking, and doesn't stay all the time, only, boom, a hit in the body. It's like an injection of when somebody's a heart attack. You get an injection, boom, in your heart. Yeah, to survive. Now you produce that yourself. And it has been compared, the blood samples of the people doing these breathing exercises with adrenaline is compared to, in a study where they took blood of people who were going into their first bungee jump. And it produces more adrenaline than the guys who went into the first bungee jump. Can you imagine the resetting, the rebooting of your systems? And it's only very simple breathing techniques. It's amazing what we can do with that. Besides that, if you had sex, this is nice detail, and you are like exhausted because it's done. It was nice. I say you do a little bit of this breathing. You like to go again. That's a nice detail.
That's amazing. And one of the most frequent questions from you when I talked to the audience, and they was like, "Yeah, you must ask Wim Hof. Like you have the world record in ice baths. That's crazy. 1 hour and 53 minutes. But what happens with the testicles? What happens with the balls?"
Yeah,
they're wondering what happened. Can I be in the ice bath so long time? Does your balls work? Does your testicles work?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you know, it all goes back. It retracts because and the balls and the penis, they are. It's blood flow. Blood flow makes a boner. Yes, and the balls begin to work and retracts when I go into the cold water. Then it becomes little. You know, you see these Greek sculptures, the Adonis and the Olympic disc thrower. They all have these little penises. We are not built to have a big penis while running. It hurts. Yeah. It's painful. Bang, 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 bang while you run. No, it's normal that it retracts completely inside. And when you need it, it's there. It's go outside.
Yeah, a small penis is good for you.
A small penis when you are in the cold water, that is good. A big one when you do something else.
All right. And actually, also, I heard that you don't have to take any Viagra if you do this as well.
They said a biochemical professor. He told me, you know, the genome expression for virility in the genes of the DNA, one of them is responsible for the virility. It really, through this method, spikes up. That means Viagra, take your suitcases, goodbye.
When you lost the love of your life, you start to come down and go in more deeply in all of these things.
Yes,
what
yes.
happened?
It's logical. When the love of your life, the mother of my four children, jumped from 8 stories down, that is serious. That is not. It's not only serious. You cannot grasp with the normal mind what is going on, and you have a broken heart. I'm connected. My nervous system, my blood, my everything is connected to the love of my life. It connects that, and it breaks the neurology. It needs the other tuning, the other vibration, the other electricity, the neurology, which is one. That is love. That is light. And we produce light. We had 4 children, and I still have the 4 children. I'm working with them every day, with them. And but in 95, they were like little children. And I was left alone. She jumped from an 8-story down because she couldn't handle schizophrenia. It is a terror of the mind. She kissed the children goodbye before jumping down. This was a beautiful, very intelligent woman, and the whole psychiatry could not handle this. With all the injections and all the medicines and the pills, it only became worse and worse and worse. So my thing is, I was left behind, brokenhearted, and you get depressed. But you cannot be depressed because you're the only parent. You got to take care of the children.
Yeah, you have the pressure.
What I did was going into the cold water because I knew the cold water, and the cold water makes your mind go still. You are just surviving in the cold water. So everything is not important. Your thoughts are going to go and be stilled. So that gave me from inside a moment of relief, a moment of repair. And so I did that every day. I did it. I loved it. And I cured myself. And the love I found for my children to go on, they made me survive, but the cold water healed me. It gave me the chance to relieve and to break this vicious circle of heart loss, heartbreak. And so I came out of it, and you know what, Alexander, now I'm working with the best psychiatrists in the world, and I'm showing how to tap into the brainstem, which was thought of inaccessible. And the brainstem is also the seat of the hippocampus of the amygdala, which is emotion. And when it is wrongly fed by no serotonin uptake and dopamine, you get depressed or psychosis or manic depression or schizophrenic or trauma, fear, PTSD, all those things. And we had no control. And now I've shown in scientific study how to tap into that area, because I had to heal myself. I had to go in society and just be there for four kids and be happy and be full of energy and full of love and not being depressed. There was no time, but it's there. The heartache is there. The heart pain was there. But I was able to get out of there because I was going into the deepest part of the brain. And then I've shown it recently in a study how to make the power of the brain at work with the deepest part of my brain. That means this is what they say as the conclusion. We found the compelling evidence, that means dramatic for psychiatry. We found the compelling evidence of the key components of the autonomous processes in the brain. Autonomous means outside of our will. But now we found the key components of those autonomous processes in the brain related to mood regulation, absolute mood regulation. That means emotion. That we are able to control our emotion. And with that, controlling the stress that is affecting the emotion, our emotional state, equilibrium, balance, we are able to get it out. And with that, we battle trauma, psychosis, depression, heartache, emotional loss, and all those things, we are able to get into that. And with that, I have a full circle from my wife, where I was powerless, and all the psychiatry, and now we found the remedy. Now we found in a natural way how to control the emotion that is so terrorizing so many. There we are.
Yeah.
And for that, me and you, that is great. I got knowledge from nature, and you bring it out to millions of people. That's magic. That's chemistry. That's alchemy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, Wim. It's so cool. And I really like your breathing technique and like your Wim Hof method.
Nice. Great.
It's awesome.
Great to meet you, man.
And I also would like to, I hope it would cure this.
Yes.
Amazing. But also, I have some more questions to you. You have done a very crazy record in Finland. That's close to Sweden. When you swam under...
I could see the Sweden.
You can see
from
Sweden.
The soda. Yes, I was taking that in
under the ice.
Up in Kolari. Kolari is at the Swedish border. And yes, under the ice. And I lost the way.
57 meters.
Yes.
And you lost the way.
I lost the way.
What happened?
35 meters. I lost the way because I had no goggles. I had no glasses on. So my retina or the cornea, it froze.
The ice, it froze.
It froze after 35 meters. And I could not see anything.
Oh,
it was
shit.
A blur.
Jesus.
But yeah, you cannot wait and say, I have no glasses. That's why I'm here. No, you swim on. You keep on going. But I could not find the hole. My first record, it was the 50-meter hole. I could not find it. I made 113 meters in the end. And in the end, I lost my consciousness. But the main thing is, I never felt the agony of drowning. And there was no misery going on. There was nothing bad, no pain, no nothing. And I was only breath held in shorts under the ice, 113 meters, is when a diver took me by the ankle and brought me back to the 50-meter hole.
Oh, shit.
And then I took one breath, and it came back to life, to consciousness. Amazing. There, I conquered my concept of what is death. I have no fear for death. I always say, I have no fear for dying. I fear of not living. So
that's
I
right.
want to live. I want to live for all who have unnecessarily died. For those, I live and find cures. Find why we are here, what we can do, and that is so much more than we thought possible.
Is that your mission?
Yes. Exactly. And together with people like yourself, great people, bringing it out, it is awareness. It's awakening to our true potential. That is my mission, absolutely. I want to bring love, and love composed by absolute guarantee to control your own health, happiness, and strength. And that all endorsed by scientific evidence.
Can we do like this? Can we take like, can you play the Hakuna Matata song for like 1 minute and then we take a couple of more questions because this is love and this is so cool. Sure. I love it. From the Kilimanjaro, from
yeah,
the top.
I climbed here. God, that's a story, man, with 26 people. And they had all kinds of diseases. Cancer, Crohn's disease, arthritis, asthma, depression. And I told them, listen, guys, we're going to climb the Kilimanjaro in 3 days, in shorts. With all you guys, whatever you got, doesn't matter, as long as you are motivated. And then all the doctors, the physiologists, and the alpine experts were saying, this is not possible, people are going to die. We will not link up with this expedition. This is irresponsible. You cannot do this. We went anyway. We didn't do it in 3 days, we did it in 2 days. That was my first Kilimanjaro climb with 26 people. And those people transformed. Because now they had found a resource, a potential deeply within themselves, which is far more than we ever thought possible. And we have to bring this news to the world that everybody is able to become a great climber. The oldest one was 65, the first climb, with 4 bypasses in, coronary bypasses of the heart. And he did it. He did it. He did it in 2 days. Amazing. And the last time I did it, the oldest person with Lyme's disease, and he did it in 31 Whoa. Hours. That was the last, the fourth climb. With Lyme's disease, he did it in 31 hours, and he was 76 years old. So, there is a little song they play on the Kilimanjaro, and it goes as follows. Jumbo, yeah, Jumbo, buona, yeah, abarigane, oh, nisurizana, yeah, yeah, wakeni, magari bishwa, Kilimanjaro, Hakuna Matata, yeah, 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 oh. Jambo, jambo buona, habari gane, nisuri sana, wakeni, magari bishwa, kini ayeto, akuna matata, yeah.
Whoa. So good.
Yeah,
so good.
Right on, man.
Look at my hair.
Hey, that's some vitiligo.
Amazing.
That's good.
It's good for the fucking vitiligo.
That's it. The guy, the oldest guy who went up Kilimanjaro in 31 hours, 76 years old, with Lyme's disease. He's healing people now. He transformed. He's making use of his deeper potential. And we are showing through this podcast that we all have that deeper potential. And know that it is connected to your autonomic nervous system, to your subconscious, and that you at will are able to connect with that and make your dream become true. Realize your dream. That is the purpose of life. That is our soul. That's why we are here for. And this work brings it to the people.
Right.
There we are. There we go. And we have fun while we do it. So we make music I make stupid jokes because I stupid dad jokes. All the time. I got this story. You know, Kilimanjaro, we did that very successfully with all these people and all these doctors, physiologists, and alpine experts. I never heard them anymore. Yeah, before they had so much criticism, so much arguments, all physiological and all scientific and this and that. And then morally, we were not able to do this and we should not do this. And people were going to die. This is immoral. This is irresponsible. We did it and we did it faster than anybody thought. And even us, we surprised ourselves. We could do much more than we even set out for to do. So there we did it. And then this part is called the love of the family, for the family. And it's my son. And after the Kilimanjaro climb, I went to the Serengeti. And the Serengeti are the elephants. The Loxodonta africana is the big savanna elephant. But you got also this, the biggest one is 7.8 tons.
He's 7.8 tons.
Yeah, man.
So big.
Almost 8 tons. It's like 8 cars or something. It's alive. And me with my friends, the Maasai, we go.
Yeah, the Maasai.
And we go approach them directly to the elephant, and it's huge. You hear and feel its presence, the ultrasonic sounds and everything of this elephant. And you just have to keep your cool. While you stand there, it's enormous. Their legs, they are big like columns, like the Acropolis. But now it's alive and it's coming to you and it vibrates with your physiology. It's amazing. Slowly but surely, we go to the back of the elephant. I lift up the tail. I see an enormous asshole. Enormous! It's Black Africa. That's what I see. I'm so astonished, but I got yogic power control.
Yeah.
I remain in check, in control with myself. Little by little, I'm so astonished about this black hole, man. I go little by little, I go away from the elephant, and we get back to the moshi, to the city, and I get reception on the telephone. I call my son. I say, Anna, yes, he says, yeah, we did Kilimanjaro very successfully, not in 3 days, but in 2 days, with all the 26 and all summited in shorts, and it was amazing. It's all completely, all the doctors, all the physiologists, all the experts, they are wrong. We are right. The heart is right. The intuition is right. We have so much more. And I went to see the biggest elephant in the world. And I saw him. And he had an enormous asshole. But you motherfucker, you are still the biggest asshole. Bang! Love of the family. That's a joke, man.
That's so good.
That's a joke. That's a joke. But this is the way. Me and my son, sometimes we clash so much. But our chemistry is marvelous. Is marvelous. Love is not always, oh, I love you so much. No, chemistry, it's strong. It makes you happy. It makes you feel the purpose of life. You stay healthy when you are. When you are in love, you do not think. You fly.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to go as fast from A to B. You're not thinking. You feel. And that feeling, you should feel for life.
Yeah, from man. Kilimanjaro, we must talk a little bit about Mount Everest.
Mount Everest,
Mount Everest, altitude at 7,200 meters to the death zone.
Yeah, yeah. I was at 7.5 in the death zone.
That's crazy.
About 10 times. 10 times. Up and down, up and down, up and down. But the last one, I wanted to go to the summit. In short, and in the death zone.
How cold was it?
It's not only the cold, it's like the lack of oxygen. It's only 1/3 of the oxygen left. That makes it so difficult. Not so much the cold. The cold, when there is a wind going on, And then it's like a whip. It's like torture on your skin. It's like knives pricking at you. But it's most of it is the lack of oxygen. Because for combustion, for energy, you need oxygen. Mm. When there is no oxygen, then it's like you can feel your skin, but when there is a slice, when you cut in your skin,
you will not heal.
Then you do this, and it is very painful. That is what when you have no oxygen and you are in the cold, it's like an open wound, and you are feeling over it instead of having skin. Mm. That is a little bit the feeling. Mm. So, but I felt good. I felt good. We have a innate capacity to adapt to severe stress. And that's what I've shown. But 3 months before I was on on the North Col of Mount Everest and did it all, I was in Finland. And I run half a marathon in shorts, barefoot.
Barefoot,
and my left forefoot after 18 kilometers became frozen. Now it's okay, it's all okay, but not at that moment. It had no blood flow anymore, and it was like a cold injury.
Whoa.
Was inflicted, and the doctor said it's irreparable cell damage done. They said. And you have to take this and that and all the medicines. That was 3 months before the Mount Everest was going to take place. Or three and a half months later, I was on in the death zone of Mount Everest. But three and a half months before, I was just after the half marathon barefoot in Finland, beyond the polar circle. So the doctor said, dermatologist professor in front of TV and showing, this is irreparable damage, and you can, it's like that, and a dead meat, and your necrosis, you will get right. We have to cut it out in 4 months. 4 months? But in 4 months, I got already the money raised to go to the expedition at Mount Everest. What are you telling me?
I don't have time to wait.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to wait 4 months and take a box full of medicines. I never took the medicines. I began to heal myself through these techniques, through the breathing. And 1 month later, my foot was healed. 3 months later, I was on Mount Everest. And then I was in the death zone. And then I felt my foot from the inside. And I'm crazy, but I'm not an idiot. In the death zone, it was going all great, but I felt my foot, and then I thought it's still not completely healed, so I turn around.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Do you take any supplements or vitamins to enhance your performance?
No, not at all.
How often do you eat?
I eat once a day.
Once a day.
After 6 o'clock.
After 6 o'clock, and what do you eat?
Mostly vegetarian,
yeah,
and sometimes fish. Okay. Nice.
Why not meat? I'm a vegan, so I don't eat. But why do you not eat meat?
First of all, did you see cows in the street?
Yeah, conspiracy.
The cows are not living in the street. It's all not natural the way meat is being processed. And they put a lot of shit in chemistry.
Antibiotica.
Antibiotics.
Hormones.
Hormones. What was it? These grow hormones, etc. It's all not natural. And our bodies are not able to process this. Mm. And because they are not built to process chemistry, which is alien, which is not ours. But it is in there. And with that, the fear. A fear also in the animals comes into us. Mm. We also deal with that. The thing is, meat is taking like 10 times more plant material to grow one piece of meat. Mm. So plant-based proteins are equal to meat proteins. This is... It's only built in that we eat so much meat. We are actually collectors. We got a physiology to collect. And I take myself away from prejudice, be vegan, be, how do you say these, people who are just eating meat, doesn't matter, or vegetarian, or half, or pescatarian, or this, mm-hmm. and all. To me, it's like politics. I think you have to learn that life is life, and food is life. And if you take life, you take something else too. Yeah, a lot of shit. And it also comes to you. But it's all up to you. There's only one thing I say, don't eat meat as much as being presented. We are presented
in society. Meat, you say.
Breakfast, yes.
Yeah.
Not only meat, but if you eat less, you become better. Your neurology is being tested and revised every day. If you it's called now intermittent fasting. And I already did it when the name was not existent, like 40 years. I began.
So you've done this for 40 years?
Yes.
All right.
And I eat once a day, 40 years long now. And I feel.
How big is your meal? Is it like it's four plates?
Until I feel complete, done. It's normal.
It's a normal. So
it's a normal.
How many calories do you get every day?
I don't know. I just eat to my heart's content.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And you are never sick?
No sickness. No.
You have not been sick for how many years?
Yeah, too many years, maybe. I'm sorry for the doctors and the pill industry, but I'm not a customer of yours. That is kind of a joke, you know.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm healthy. I'm healthy, and I got stacks of energy. I got so much energy, and that is, you know, food equals energy.
Mm.
But too much food takes energy to process.
It takes
It takes energy, and it's being stored as white fat in the body.
Mm.
That is.
And what do you recommend then?
Breathing better equals also energy. If you breathe better, oxygen gets better in the cell, then it makes the mitochondrial switch to ATP molecules, energy. It makes it, enhances it. You got aerobic dissimulation and anaerobic dissimulation, and we are able to produce like or two molecules, or 38, with the same amount. And that is by making it aerobic. Aerobic is oxygen. Oxygen comes from energy, comes from food, but also from breathing, of course. Mm. So if you breathe deeper, you get more oxygen in the cell, creating more energy. Less food is needed to create all these molecules. This is not once a day eating. It's not only good for you. Mm. It's also making a solution for the food problem in the world. We are missing out into something, conscious breathing, conscious deep breathing, which is enables us to go and stimulate our deeper physiology. We get more energy, and we are able to connect with that deeper physiology than at will, consciously. With that, the immune system, endocrine system, depression is gone, anything is gone. It's amazing. Just breathe. And we got this t-shirt. Mm. It says freeze on one side, and turn around, it says breathe, motherfucker. You know, because it is so simple.
Yeah, it is so simple. And it's like, it's too simple.
It's maybe too simple for those who make a lot of money
out of producing
pills and medicines, because we get so much stress through shallow breathing, and in the long term becomes oxidative. We deregulate the immune system. We become, we get diseases.
Yeah, and I must ask you about this. When you took the world record for ice bath in 1 hour and 53 minutes. 1 hour and 53 minutes. Did you felt like when you were sitting there for like 53 minutes, like, holy shit, it's 1 hour more. It's 1 hour in this cold. Or how is your mindset? But you talk about the focus, but what are you thinking about? What are Wim Hof's mindset?
Exactly. The thing is, you do not think. You are not thinking. Thinking is only the layer when you feel comfortable, you have clothes on and you sit, then you are able to think. But when you are in love, you don't think. When you go for your first bungee jump, you don't think. When you are in war, you don't think. When you have to survive, you don't think. This is what I've learned to do, to not think, just feel and control. Feel and adapt to the stressful environment, which is in this case, the cold directly upon my skin. It's stress. And feel, go into the adaptation and stay over there. Become aware that you are in control. We are. We lost that connection, which is the limbic system together with the brainstem, the survival mechanisms, which is opioids and cannabinoids. Opioids, cannabinoids, adrenaline. That is not only to survive, but also to have a great time. You, many people who have been rescued in a very strange, mortal, almost like survival situations, they say, it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. What is that? That is when the deeper part of the brainstem is activated. But we never do that because we are into shallow breathing, comfort zone behavior, and then only the surface of our brain is really the blood flow is then very well over there, but not into the depth. It's not there because it's not exerted. It's not needed. We don't expose ourselves. Mm. And when we find in very difficult situations, we don't know how to get there to heal ourselves or to get out of a situation. We become fearful. It's all logical. So what I do at the through all these exercising in the cold is learning to shut the fuck up inside. Mm. I am here to deal with the stress coming in, and I want to have a great time. And I always have a great time. When you will see when I go into the ice water. Ah, man, yeah, it's a big smile coming on. Yeah, I can't wipe it up, man. And it's nice because it's feeling. Feeling comes alive. In. I'm alive in the deeper parts of my own brain. And that there is the child. There is the spontaneity. There is the lust for life without thoughts. Just pure energy.
Yeah.
And that at that moment, I just simply control it. I stay over there. I'm not going to begin to think. And I can even think about things, but it's of no good. I know I have to be there in my feelings.
And what are your advice to me when we go into the ice bath? And I said to you, like, I never done it before. I've only been like, yeah, you go to an ice bath for, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, something like that. I am at my, my place in, my wife's place in Sweden, and we take ice baths and then we go to the sauna. What are your advice to me to stay there and have a nice, cool lesson and feel alive in 10 beautiful minutes?
Yes. Beautiful minute. It's that's
what
that's
are the advice?
My advice is simple. Let yourself go. Control of the mind is learning to let go. Not to control, let it go. Then the body suddenly is able to adapt. The adaptation is being done by deeper mechanisms in our brain. You learn to by letting go to activate deeper parts in your brain. And with that, you learn to have a control over stress. The cold is the stress. But now you will see in the 10 minutes that you are able to deal with the stress by letting go. You just let it go and it'll come to you. And it is able not to be blocked, but to flow into the deeper parts of the brain. And you will learn to have a neurological new pathway to those parts of the brain.
But all the thoughts that will come, like said, you have stand here for like 3 minutes, you have 7 minutes sleep. Holy shit, you're going to die. You're freezing.
Yes.
So I'll
be there, but know that it is a ridiculous motherfucker trying to get you out of the... It's like this: the surface of the brain has taken over the identity of who we are. Mm. Well, the who we are is the whole of our brains. We have shown in Hanover with one of the two best brain scans that through these breathing techniques we are able, and they derive from going into the cold. Then you learn to breathe deep. And with that deep breathing, you're able to control your chemistry, to change your chemistry. And that needs to be done to oppose the stress. The chemistry needs to change to neutralize the stress impact. For that, you do the deeper breathing. Mm-hmm. And you will do that long breaths in. Long breaths in, letting go, long breath. Just follow the breath and you will be okay. Great. Thing is, they saw what we normally, we are only able to consciously control 16% of our brain, because our chemistry is mostly blood, fat, fat. The blood flow goes to the surface of our brain. And thus, the chemistry is right with the right blood flow. Now, you learn to bring the blood flow to all the parts of the brain. That means that all the parts of the brain suddenly become within the vicinity of your conscious will. Then you are able to get into the deeper parts of the brain and to learn to, at will, control it, to activate it, to by letting go, you know it is going to come and it's going to take, it's going to deal with the stress. After this, you will be able not only to learn to let go and deal with this stress, like 10 minutes, and it's nice, it's okay, wow, but to deal with mental stress, with emotional stress, with bacterial stress, right, virus stress, any stress,
right,
by learning to let go. You let it come, don't be in fear. Oh, I have to do it. No.
Let go.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Train Sister Fregor.
Okay, we jump into the last questions. And the first one, what advice would you given to your 30-year-old self?
30 years and or 20 years, you know, younger self, I say, just keep on, man. You're a good motherfucker.
Great. Okay, if you only have 10 minutes a day to do a new routine, what do you recommend to do?
10 minutes. If you only have 10 minutes, then at least do two rounds of these breathing. We have a free app on our website, and you can go there and you see
Wim Hof dot.
Yeah, Wim Hof Method .com. And there is a free app. You take it on. You get all the basics of the breathing. And if you only have 10 minutes, that 10 minutes, even 1 minute of that breathing, is 10 times better of not doing it. The right outcome is by far more than the investment you give. You learn to become the alchemist by just in a couple of minutes deeper breathing within yourself. You change your chemistry. You become the alchemist. You make your body positively in chemistry. Alkaline. We did the studies in the blood. So it's all there. And then a cold shower. Cold shower a day. Keep the doctors away.
That's awesome. And right, download on the app. That's very, very good, at Wim Hof Method.com.
Yes, sir.
And also my last question, is there a new extreme record that you would like to accomplish?
The thing is, right now I'm into many scientific programs, but yeah, you know, the blood goes as the blood goes. It goes where it cannot go. So I think of doing a new Kilimanjaro climb and go even faster. And that's coming in February. Hmm? I'm 60 years old now, and I think it's time for a new world record.
Whoa. Interesting. And if you want to learn more, you can go into your website, wimhofmethod.com. And also you have a YouTube channel as well.
Yes.
Wim Hof. Okay, and Instagram. You can have some...
The Iceman Wim Hof or something. I do not
know. Yeah, Iceman Wim Hof. Yeah. That's right.
They make all kinds of things, and it's nice. It's good.
And you have courses here?
Yeah, I got courses, retreats, events all over the world. And we even got an academy. So we teach doctors, and but not only doctors, also carpenters. Anybody who's motivated is able to become a therapist with these techniques, who are, have shown themselves in science to be very effective and very accessible.
That's amazing. And it has been a pleasure to have you here and also to be here. And now it's going to be so interesting to take a nice, nice ice bath in at least 10 minutes. 10 minutes in hell.
10 minutes is coming. It's like
10 minutes in fucking hell.
Yes. It's like from hell to heaven. 10 minutes is like time, from time to timelessness. Mm. No time. It's like experience. Mm. And you are in control. So you get a deeper control within yourself today. Mm. Mm. And with that, I thank you to have come to my place.
Thank you very much.
So for me to be on your podcast, it's great. It's a synergy. It's alchemy. It's chemistry. And this is going to reach out to so many people. And there's so many people deserve so much better techniques, tools, and awareness, and we will give it. And that, because we love everybody.
That's right, that's right. Thank you very much. Wim Hof, the Iceman.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Fram Gang's Body with Alexander Polaros.
I hope you enjoy listening to this episode, and it was so amazing to meet him in the Netherlands. And I was like, I was one person before and one person after. When I start with his breathing technique and also his cold showers and cold therapy, I feel like a new guy. I'm less stressed up and I feel more relaxed and calm. And you must do this every morning. And yeah, what can I say? If you want to listen to some other episodes in English, I have some good ones. I have Simon Sinek and also Jordan Peterson. That's very, very good. And this February, I will meet another legendary guy, and that is Robin Sharma, that have wrote the book The Monk That Sold His Ferrari. That would be an amazing episode as well. Oh, thank you very much for your time and that you listen to this podcast. Thanks, and have a good week. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.